I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. A private ski resort in southern Vermont is moving ahead with a massive development project on Haystack Mountain. VPR's Howard Weiss-Desmond has this report.
The Hermitage Club filed what it hopes are the final documents of its master plan with the Natural Resources Board at the end of November. The Hermitage wants to develop a members-only resort on about 200 acres in Wilmington and Dover. The master plan lays out the project details and begins what will likely be a lengthy review under the Act 250 land use law. Hermitage Club Director of Communications Meredith Morin says the company will now have to wait to hear from the District 2 Environmental Commission to see if all of the documents are in place to begin hearings.
This is a major moment to have the project, to have our Act 250 permit complete, and we do look forward to the next steps in this process. It's far from over, as anyone who does development anywhere knows, but we're really excited about the process.
Membership in the private club is $75,000, with annual fees of $6,500. The company says it expects to develop more than 600 new residential units on the mountain through 2025. Plans also include 4 mountain restaurants, up to 3 hotels, and a new snowmaking system. During the 10-year construction period, the Hermitage says it will spend $285 million and create, on average, about 235 full-time jobs each year. During the busiest construction seasons, the Hermitage says it will employ more than 400 people on development projects. When the resort is fully operational in 2025, the company says about 550 people will be directly employed on the mountain.
Well, the master plan that we've filed with the Natural Resources Board goes through the period of 2025, and we do project significant employment growth through that time.
Wilmington Zoning Administrator Craig Olson says the town will take part in the Act 250 hearings, but he says the town has not yet taken a formal stance on the project. The Hermitage Club is asking for hearings to begin in December before the District 2 Act 250 Commission. The company hopes to line up financing for the 93-unit hotel, which it wants to build during the 2016 construction season. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.